How do you fix your broken past? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with Evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Paula Wallace, who was on our previous show, who had a traumatic situation happen in her past that left her mentally broken in adulthood.
And I think that I have spent way too much time for me personally on my past trying to fix what happened. And what I've realized, it's very hard for me to be present when I'm constantly looking back. It's like driving, looking in the rearview mirror. It's very difficult. But I think for me, what I found is that getting close to the Lord and knowing He can heal my heart has really helped me.
Well, I think a lot of us, we spend maybe sometimes sleepless nights trying to fix ourselves, worrying about this or that, and spending time like, how can I, well, you know, I'll read self-help books, I'll eat healthier, just kidding, but you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. We're always trying to fix ourselves or a certain thing or beating ourselves up saying, I'm not going to do that anymore or say that those kind of things anymore. But the truth is, how can something broken fix itself? You need someone who's whole or able to make you whole. And the only one who really I know who did that was Jesus. Jesus was always going around making broken people whole again. He was the healer of all healers.
And He still is today. And so if you're hurting, call out to Him and He can heal you from your past so you can live into today and into the future. Let's hear from Paula Wallace after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Kidstown Thornton and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Kidstown Thornton offers convenient drop-in childcare right when you need it, even a drop-in preschool program. Conveniently located at the corner of East 120th Avenue and Claude Court near TCF Bank, Kidstown Thornton has fun, age-appropriate activities for children all the way from 1 year to 13 years. Call them now at 303-974-5212 and get $10 off your first visit. That's 303-974-5212.
Do aliens exist?
Is there more than one way to God?
Is casual sex okay?
Our new 11th hour TV show is tackling difficult,
philosophical,
cultural,
and spiritual questions
in a fun new way from many perspectives to help you decide for yourself.
Watch us on the 11th hour, Mondays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 6:30 p.m.
on CTN, available on Comcast and Dish Network.
Dish Network.
For more information, go to www.awakeningthenations.com. That's www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
And joining us once again is Paula Mosier Wallace, and she was sharing with us on our previous show how she ended up with PTSD and complex trauma due to severe physical and sexual abuse, which started at 2. In fact, at 5 years old, she was brutally raped by someone who was attending one of the churches that her parents were missionaries at in Peru. And so her parents had 5 children. And when her mom was pregnant with the 6th one, she went away to America to get help for the pregnancy. And that's when the abuse started happening for Paula, as her parents had others watch over her. And so she was sharing with us the pain that she had as she was growing up and how hard it was, but yet she didn't turn from God. Actually, God seemed to draw near to her. Though her view of God was a little off, she started to really get a hold of God during her heartache and pain. So let's welcome to the show, Paula. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Yes. So at 16, you finally came out and told people that you were raped at 5 years old. And I'm wondering what happened then. Were you re-victimized? Did people believe you? Did that person get in trouble?
Well, we were in the U.S. at the time, and so there was no direct contact with him or any of the people that were tied to the abuse when I was younger. And we didn't have to deal with that directly because of, obviously, a different continent, different area. But there were questions about whether or not it was true, and there was working through the process of, did my life get ruined by something that never happened, which happens when a victim speaks out and is not believed. It makes them question their sanity, their memories, and everything. And in most cases, you can't make this stuff up. You can't grab it from thin air and make it a part of your story. If it's a part of your story, it's just there. So for me, getting validated that it really had happened, having witnesses who had pieces of the story for me, getting some prayer and deliverance that helped with coping at that stage when I was 16, but then continuing, because I didn't understand the damage, continuing to be susceptible to predators who would see the limp that I carried emotionally and spiritually. And I was just the sitting duck when it came to predators. And so whether it was spiritual abuse or control or physical abuse or, again, an abusive marriage or date rape after my marriage was over and a lot of other pieces where because I had not really dealt with and healed from the damage that was so a part of my identity so young, then I kept being that broken little girl, even as an adult, even in adult situations. And then I got to a breaking point when I was 34, and it was, God, you either intervene and do something with this or it's over. And I wasn't sure which would happen first, the complete psychotic break where they would have me in a mental institute or whether it would be taking my own life that would happen first. I just knew I could no longer hold myself together, no matter how much I wanted to or tried to. And that was when I got help.
Well, what were some of the things you were experiencing as you had this complex trauma or PTSD? I know you said you were sick, but maybe someone's listening and they don't even know what it is or if they've struggled with something like this.
Right. There can be smells or sounds or locations that trigger emotional flashbacks where you're suddenly overwhelmed with emotions tied to previous damage or events. There can be visual flashbacks that you can actually go back and start reliving things that happened previously. There can be just panic attacks where your system starts going nuts and crazy on you. In my case, that was difficulty breathing and my heart pounding out of my chest and my whole body shaking and not being able to hold myself together. I would usually end up doubling up, sobbing uncontrollably, having a hard time breathing and just in a full panic. And as the damage, the triggers, the abuse that was around me continued, those happened more and more. And even with anti-anxiety and antidepressant drugs, I was still experiencing those level of panic attacks at the worst stage, maybe 8 to 10 times in a day.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
So when you came to that breaking point and you said, okay, God, I've had enough, it's almost to me like you were really surrendered. It seems to me like you knew God, but at this moment, this breaking point, you were like at a very much of a, okay, I'm done. I surrender in a sense. What happened and how did your life change? Because I know you have none of these issues. I mean, you worked through some things, but God healed you. Can you tell me about that?
Yes. So I ended up going to a healing ministry where they actually start systematically training you and working through the spiritual damage that can come in through trauma or through your history, your life experiences, whatever, and started working through dealing with the fact that it wasn't my fault and it wasn't hopeless and God could come in and change and deal with the damage, the addictive behaviors, the illness, all the different components of it, and kind of got a surgical makeover spiritually that brought healing in my life physically. And then over a period of the last 10 and a half years, I have gone through extensive counseling. I have done Celebrate Recovery for addiction recovery because so much of it isn't just zap, it's fixed, or now I know it's a problem, I need help. A lot of it is the renewing the mind. It's actually changing the habit patterns, learning where your perspectives had been warped by the damage and actually working toward healing spirit, soul, and body. Because the damage damages you spirit, soul, and body. And it's about working through and healing proactively on all of those levels.
Yeah. And you know, there are a lot of people who I've heard of where God will sometimes just supernaturally heal them and they don't have any symptoms, no past problems, you know, as far as emotional damage that they have to work through. But there are a lot of us who have to work through it. Like the Bible says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. It's a work. And we have to work out and we have to renew our mind with the Word of God and knowing who we are and who He is. And it's a work. And that's what it seems like it's been for you. And you've seen such a great healing in your own life. There are people listening right now who are like, well, what's the first step I take? I'm depressed. I'm suicidal. I've been abused sexually. What would you say to someone to take a first step to get their healing before they have a breakdown or do something they regret?
Well, for me, surrendering my attempts to fix myself and actually asking God to come into my story with the help I need.
That's good.
That's really good.
So if you're listening and you're wondering, how do I get help? The first step really is to ask God to say, okay, I can't do this on my own. I need you, Lord. And he will begin to open doors like he did for you, for other people. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes. And we are providing through our ministry a lot of the helps and support and training materials that give people the next step. Bit by bit, the next step, whether it's a recovery program or finding a Christian counselor where they live or getting in touch with hotlines for emergencies or resources that are available for free or resources that they can buy to actually take those next steps, depending on the severity of their story. They may need different levels of intervention and to be aware of that. Okay. And a course that helps walk them through that process over a year-long time called Recovery Strategies for Life. Those types of things that give us a chance to do something to get help.
Okay. Well, we're going to pray for our guests. And can you tell us one more time what that's called and where they can get that help they need?
Bloominthedark.org is the website. And the new program that is to help them walk through that is called Recovery Strategies for Life at serenityuniversity.com.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Paula, for being with us. God bless you. And I thank God that he kept you from doing anything like you were planning to do, that he stepped in. We're going to pray for our guests.
Thank you, Father God, for this awesome testimony. But most of all, I'm looking at this and I just feel like the Lord is speaking to someone right now. And the Lord is saying to someone, stop trying to fix yourself. Stop trying to put it all together or act like everything's all set. You need God. And we need God. And so I just want to take this moment just to say, God is right here. He is ready to come in. He's ready to renew your mind, give you a new heart, and make all things new. So Father God, right now, we take a moment just to say, God, we surrender. We're going to stop trying to do it ourselves. And we want to take a moment to let you in and let you bring the healing, let you fix everything up, because we can't. It wasn't our fault that it happened, but we can't fix ourselves. We can't put it back together. And that's part of that frustration. So Lord, we give that frustration to you, knowing that you can put things together.
Yes.
And I know you're doing that for someone right now as we're speaking. So Jesus, we receive you, we believe in you, and we follow you this day in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. God loves you so much, and he wants to heal your broken heart. Just call out to him. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.